There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
This is the quotation from Bible, New Testament, James, verse number 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Lustful temptations, they rob the soul of peace. They plunder the soul of happiness. They destroy the very foundation of soul. They destroy the very foundation of spiritual life. Such a high cost they involve. And yet, the sexual sins have got a great hold over men and women. Such a colossal loss. And yet, every moral sin leads to repentance. But even after repentance, it pulls. The temptations make men and women slave. And as this verse of Bible says, lust conceiveth sin, as if lust is mother of sin, and sin leads to death. There is a further verse that says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's yet another short poem that says, the lizard brain is the same in me as in the gray squirrel scurrying. We are both driven to acquire and hoard. Basal ganglia says, eat. Yes, eat more for meaning, purpose, and balance. Then it is up to me to shout out when, to when I have crossed beyond, from basic needs to indulgent wants. Indulgence ultimately leads to death. in this world of immorality, in this world where moral sins are rampant, to maintain moral purity, to maintain a high level of moral status is a very great thing. That's why the highest focus is on purity. The womb of purity gives birth to peace, to happiness. The womb of purity gives birth to spiritual life. In today's Avyakt Murli Sunday, Baba said, purity is the basis of spirituality. Second, purity is the sparkle, chamak, of this Brahman life. Purity is the foundation of super sensuous bliss. Purity is the foundation of sweet silence. The eyes of such a spiritual person are very pure, nirmal. Purity is not just about brahmacharya, it's about brahmacharya, to walk in the footstep of Brahma. It is not just about getting rid of sensual sins, but it is about adopting a higher way of living. So it is the very basis of spirituality. Spirituality takes birth in the womb of purity. No spiritual life is possible without purity, because impurity leads to havoc, disturbances, restlessness, confusion, and tremendous agitation. Such agitation doesn't come with anger, nor with greed, nor with attachment, nor with ego or jealousy. That's why purity is the foundation of spiritual life. Purity is the foundation of spirituality. It is the sparkle of Brahmin life. If this sparkle is lost, the life becomes dark, stained, and dead. It is the very sparkle. It is the very shine. It is the very beauty. The beauty of purity is the highest beauty. It is the basis of spiritual, supersensuous bliss. Without purity, you cannot attain, you cannot experience. The moment soul falls down into sexual sins, the higher experience becomes impossible. The experience which is beyond the senses, because senses, they trap the soul. Sri Ramakrishna used to say that soul has fallen into the prison of senses and cries. For soul, in the path of bhakti, they used to use the word Brahma, that is also equivalent to God. So in fact, he used to say that God has fallen into the trap of senses and God is crying. Purity is the ultimate freedom from pain and cry. Purity is the very basis of sweet silence, because impurity is noise. In the din of impurity, you cannot hear the voice of God. In that commotion of impurity, the inner voice is stifled, throttled, and the soul suffocates as if somebody is getting drowned in water who doesn't know swimming, as if a fish out of water who cannot survive without water, as if a bird whose wings are clipped. Sweet silence is not possible when the agitation of lust stirs the soul. So it is the very basis of sweet silence. The eyes of a spiritually minded person, the eyes of a person filled with spirituality would be very pure. There would be sparkle in those eyes. Some shine, some glitter, some otherworldly attraction. And last, spiritual. Purity is not about celibacy. But celibacy is the important. It's a basis. If purity is the building, celibacy is the very foundation of it. But then building doesn't mean only foundation. So when purity is there, everything else becomes easy. From this womb of purity takes birth a disciplined spiritual life. If purity is lost, concentration gets lost. You cannot focus. The mind remains in disturbed stage, scattered. You can't read even a page of paper, not to speak of retaining it. Persons, places and objects, they have one problem. They bind you. If you start liking a person because of his virtue, you're attracted to that person. Then you can't see any faults or defects in that person at all. As if you get mesmerized by that soul. Complete hypnosis. The same thing is with places. The same is true about objects. They wreck your intellect. The divine intellect is hijacked by lust. Lust is very powerful. Even though you know everything about it. And yet, the hold is irresistible. So that's so much focus on this purity. Baba said this purity is number wise. If your purity is number one, your experiences and achievements and attainments would also be number one. But since the purity is number wise, your achievements, your attainments and experiences, anubhuti, everything is number wise. So the first paragraph from today's Avyakta Murli deals with this issue of purity. In fact, purity is the foundation of service also. Baba described four types of services today in Murli. Three types of certificates and guarantee card. So, what to do to achieve that high level of purity? Before we understand purity, it is necessary to understand temptations. So the first step is to understand temptations. What is the nature of temptations? How do they tempt you? What is the nature? How do they work? What is the methodology? Modus operandi of temptations. What is the strategy? The trick. Oh, one is to understand temptations. Another is to understand sexual temptations. From where they come. The world is filled with immorality. The media, the books, the novels, the films, the cinemas. Everything revolves around the pleasure of lust. And it tempts young minds. It deceives young minds. It promises you pleasure, very costly pleasure. This is a very costly affair. You have to pay a lot. But when you get your commodity, it's of second class and soon lost, ending into frustration. The initial pleasure converts into sorrow. So first, understand the temptations. Third, try to find out methods to avoid those temptations. You cannot straight away go and fight with them. They're very powerful. They might defeat you. Because just now the seed of spirituality has been sown. The sapling has just now come out. The weather is strong. The wind is blowing hard. The storm is impending. Anytime it can uproot the tender, the soft, the immature, the delicate. sapling of spirituality. So protect yourself from all the temptations. Stop all the digital affairs. Plan, pledge for complete purity, for complete moral life. Invoke Him, who is the ocean of purity, to help you on this path of purity. Even if it involves getting rid of persons, friends, best friends, companion of service, no price is higher than the price that you get from purity. Everything can be sacrificed for purity, but purity cannot be sacrificed for anything. Brahmacharya is the highest penance, and purity is the pinnacle of Brahmacharya. So delete, block, disconnect, unfriend, unsubscribe, reject, block, spam, ban all those temptations in the form of persons. It is good for them and for you, because all spiritual friendships in the long run, all spiritual friendships in the long run, at some time or other, turn into sexual friendships. So, how to lead a pure life is an art. Keep learning. This is the highest art. To live an untouched, unadulterated, uncontaminated, undisturbed, unpunctured, undivided, constant, stable, acres, pure life. That is the call of time. That is the call of God. That is the call of love. This is the high time to achieve that high level of purity. Om Shanti.